Now, the last building phase of Troy 6 is called Troy 6H. Now, as I say, this gets a little fussy with these various small levels, but it's kind of important to understand how archaeologists reconstruct events. Now, Troy 6H seems to have been destroyed by an earthquake around 1250 BC. Now, how do we identify an earthquake in the archaeological record? Well, it's not very easy, but it's clear that many of the walls collapsed in their entirety. Now, if the city had been destroyed by human devices, you might find blocks knocked loose, but whole walls tipped over on their sides, which would argue an earthquake event. Also, the city was immediately re-inhabited. Now, if the city had been destroyed by an invader or an attacker, you would be more likely to see a break in occupation. But when Troy 6H was destroyed, the walls were immediately rebuilt and people went on living there. So the archaeologists are very convinced that the destruction of this level of Troy 6H was not by human means, but by earthquake. Now, this is important because what we're trying to do here and what scholars have been trying to do is to recognize whether we can find the destruction or the story of the Trojan War in the archaeological record. Now, the successor of Troy Level 6H is called Troy 7, and it was a much less impressive place. Numerous small buildings were built in the citadel area, right up against those walls and filling the area protected by the walls. These houses were very poorly built, and much of their ground plan was given over to storing food. Large storage vessels were sunk into the floors of the home. It looks as if they were preparing for a siege or an attack. Now, the earliest phase of this settlement, Troy 7A, was destroyed by fire about 1150 BC. And over the next century, human occupation at Hiserlik is characterized by a very low quality of life with poor quality handmade pottery and shabby buildings. And then the site was all but abandoned about 1000 BC and then only reoccupied about two centuries later. So in the light of this wealth of archaeological information, of this very careful documentation that has been going on for centuries now by excavators, the question still remains, is the mound at Hiserlik the location of Troy? Now, the excavators are fairly convinced it is, and in fact they call the levels Troy 1, Troy 2, Troy 6, Troy 7, but I will say that many scholars are still skeptical that Hiserlik is indeed Troy. Now, of course, one of the problems is that the ancient inhabitants of Hiserlik did not seem to have the art of writing, or if they wrote, they wrote on materials that have not survived in the archaeological record. Maybe they were writing on animal skins. But in any case, there's no written records to help us understand who these people are and what the name of their site is. Now, I will say that in favor of Hiserlik being identified as Troy is the fact that in later times, the Greeks and the Romans lived here. These are Troy Level 8 and Troy Level 9, and they called the city Ilion. And Ilion is an alternate name for Troy. Ilium or Ilion. That's why the Iliad is called the Iliad. So at least the Greeks and Romans believed that the site at Hiserlik was Troy. But still, scholars are skeptical. There are some problems with identifying Hiserlik as being the same place as Troy described by Homer. And mainly these lie in some geographic or topographical problems. But recent scientific analyses may be able to put to rest some of these objections.